This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Texas A&M University Ag and Food Policy expert Joe Outlaw, who advises both parties on the House and Senate Ag Committees, says that he believes a new farm bill won't get done until the summer of 2025. We will hear his reasoning and what to expect as farm bill frustrations continue next.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
Dr. Joe Outlaw is a professor and extension economist in the Department of Agricultural Economics at Texas A&M University. He is an expert in ag and food policy and says that the farm bill process is filled with time and effort and takes months to write, pass, and enact. The shortest time frame he has seen the bill take shape in is 9 months. With time already running short in 2024 because it is an election year, the clock is ticking.
There's a little bit of rumblings that they want to get it done in 24. I don't expect it to be done in 24 unless something wild happens after the election. And even then, if House or Senate flips, it's going to be enough change that I don't think it'll happen early in 25 either.
That is Dr. Outlaw on the Farm Policy Facts Groundwork Podcast. He says that he thinks the Farm Bill will take shape in summer 2025. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall is calling on Congress to lower farming costs and pass a new Farm Bill. However, Managing Director of Government Affairs Ryan Yates tells us there is a lot of work to be done.
I think both for the House and the Senate, I think there's a great deal of distance between the chairman and woman and the ranking members that still need to be resolved.
One example of distance between the sides is a proposal by Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow to shift more Title I funds to crop insurance and make producers choose between the two.
We don't see one or the other type of an approach. I think that would be a mistake to have to give up one risk management program for another. I think that would be a problem.
Democrats insist they won't give up SNAP or climate investment dollars for farm programs, with House Ag Democrats issuing a recent memo that says just that. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.